On the eve of President Mahama's one-year term in office, experts have been assessing his performance over the period. One of such is a political analyst, Ajay Dompson, who believes the president has done well in stabilizing the country. He was, however, disappointed that the president was unable to tackle the many corruption issues that emerged last year. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Dompson said corruption cases are tainting the image of the country internationally.
Every president is assessed on three main bases. One, what the problems he met at the time he took over. Number two, the resources available to him. Number three, what he promised to deliver to the people. He took over at the time where we had lost a former president, so the nation was in a mournful state. When he was sworn in, he was also taken to court for almost 8 to 9 months, which made economic activities quite dull for most part of last year. He promised to deliver good governance, build 200 schools. After all, he has 3 more years to achieve that. What is not good about his development, his 1 year in office, is the fact that over the last 1 year, there has been a lot of corruption cases, which we have not seen him act. Apart from Victoria Hammer, which was not solely a corruption case, but all the corruption cases have been swept under carpet, under the guise of BNI, whatever UCO is still looking at. And if we don't see much from him this year, I think it will not be good for him in the coming years. So far, 1 year, the nation is still stable, which is good. Parliament is still working, which is good. We have not experienced any threats. Strike action because of the court cases have not been rampant, so it's good. But he's here to prove that he can deliver what he promised Ghanaians within 3 years. Because over the last 1 year, there has not been any visible sign that he's committed to the promises he gave us. But he has done only 25% of the time he has to deliver on those promises.
On employment, Mr. Dompson said more avenues should be created and equal opportunities given to all, irrespective of their political affiliations.
They should give opportunity for more people to work. Work should be given to people based on their qualification, based on their zeal and commitment to work, not based on political patronage and political interest. Once he doesn't change that, then we are being the same old politics. People should come out of school, be able to apply for jobs and get it, not because somebody is pushing them or somebody is speaking for them, but because they are qualified, they are competent, they have the skills, they have the know-how to do. Once he can't do that, then he will fail us. Because unfortunately, this nation is divided 50-50. He won 50%. Opposition won 50%. Because opposition together won almost 50%. He also won 50%. So the nation is sharply divided. And in that case, if you're not careful, as a president, you want to toe the line of your party and just help your party people get opportunities, get jobs. That means you will make 50% of the people redundant in the system. And when you do that, you create more enmity for you, you create more animosity in the system, and you make people feel like they are alienated. And that is recipe for unnecessary criticism and unnecessary bitterness. So I believe, as a president, he must get back to work, create more jobs in construction, build the schools he promised to build, 200. So by the end of this year, we should see about 100 of those schools built in deprived communities, community senior high schools. This would give jobs to the people who are in those communities. If he does that, then I'm sure he will be a different president from some of the people we saw in the past. But if he fails to do that, then we are doing politics as usual. And when we do politics as usual, this country will continue to be the way it has been. We have the potential to grow, to expand, to be a very powerful nation in Africa. But because most of our people at every point in time are alienated from the main sphere of economic development, a few who get opportunities are not able to push up. If all of us are operating even at our 50% capacity, Ghana will be a nation where people will come and see how we have made it.
Political analyst Ajay Domson.
The chairman of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee of the CPP, Bright Akweti, has commended President Mahama for what he describes as his exceptional tolerance over the past year, particularly during the election petition hearing. Mr. Akweti also gave credit to the government for the able manner in which it handled labor crisis during the period. He told Radio Ghana that not much can be accessed for the period, given the short period President Mahama has been in office, but expects much more this year.
For the 1 year that he has been in office, he has shown that spirit of tolerance that will require of a head of state at the time that he was on trial before the Supreme Court. He comported himself very well and made everybody also comport himself until the day that the ruling was given and we all became relieved. So that I give him credit for. He has shown exceptional tolerance and comportment that is exemplary. And I hope he carries on with that one for us all to learn from him and to live as one people. He has not also been making statements to divide the nation. The statements he's been making are all geared towards uniting the nation as one people. So that also I give him credit for. So far, these are the things I can talk about.
The year 2013, the country witnessed a number of challenges, talking about the energy crisis, labor unrest. Do you think these challenges were well handled?
One thing I give the government credit for is the way they handled the labor, the labor crisis. Everybody thought the nation was going to explode, and one would have expected them to be making statements calling the bluff of the workers. But they were very tolerant and they have adopted the methods that deflated the kind of burgeoning crisis that we were going to face. And eventually the demonstration and the boycott and other things didn't come on. I give Ghanaians generally credit for the tolerance they showed towards the energy crisis period. We all waited, bated breath until eventually things are picking up, and we hope that in 2014 it will be better. But one thing I'd want to say again is that I like the way they handled the labor crisis that was imminent and everything was cooled down and the workers went back to work. I hope we continue with that spirit.
Apart from this, what are your other expectations for 2014?
You see, I am the kind of person who belongs to the party that wants to see general improvement in the life of the ordinary Ghanaian, where the Ghanaian has all the basic necessities of life, where the Ghanaian without much effort can have his clothing, can have food, can have shelter, can have transportation to go to work, will have a job to do, and will be able to go to school, and when he's sick, will have enough medical attention. I am not seeing that. I'm seeing workers standing by the roadside after work for hours waiting for transportation to go home. That is not what I want to see. I want to see children going to school, everybody going to school, compulsory, mandatorily.
Bright Akweti is the chairman of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee of the CPP. But the MPP says President Mahama has not made any major achievement 1 year into his term in office. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the party's chairman, Jik Obechebi Lamte, says issues of corruption, labor unrest and energy crisis, amongst other seething issues, continue to affect the country's development. He said President Mahama must stop the talking and tackle the issues head on.
I don't see, in terms of schooling, I don't see any improvement in education in this country. I've seen nothing in the year, and I've seen nothing that gives me any great hope that there will be an improvement in the next year either. In terms of health, I see the National Health Insurance Scheme has been beset with all sorts of problems due to mismanagement during the last year, and I don't have any great hope that it will be markedly improved in the coming year. I see that the currency has lost its value in the last year against the dollar and other currencies, and I see prices have risen extraordinarily over the course of the last year, so I don't really see that there has been any major improvements in our economy in the last year. I see that there have been so many scandals coming up about the waste of our money, our resources, in paying people who are not doing jobs and giving them extraordinarily large amounts, millions of CDs, our money. So again, I don't think that there has been an improvement there. In the area of corruption, I just see more corruption around me than there was even a year ago. So I don't think that I see a lot of improvement.
What about the energy sector? Wouldn't you say there has been an improvement in that direction? Because the country started with a number of challenges in that area.
And what has been done to cure it? All that has happened is that the The country had the problems with doomsaw because we had spent the money that we had on unproductive issues, and we didn't have enough money to be able to import the fuel that we needed to power the generational capacity. Okay, now we have we have a little bit of money, and therefore they are able to do something. The only addition to the capacity to generate has been the opening of the buoy dam, which puts a few watts extra on, but the energy. I don't see any real resolution. So I don't think anything major has been done about curing the energy problem of this nation.
Your expectation in this year, in all the sectors of the economy, you're talking about health, education, agriculture, the energy sector, labor unrest, and what have you?
Blessed is he who expects little, for he shall not be disappointed. Okay, for those who expect a lot of positive change, I believe that you will be disappointed. For those who expect very little change, okay, then we should guard ourselves and prepare ourselves accordingly, and then we shall not be disappointed.
Chairman of the NPP, Jake Obeche-Bilamte.
We now go over to the regions to find out people's assessment of President Mahama's first year in office. Says the Bono Ahafo region.
It's not good at all. Because as a gentleman, I completed my school, my services, but I don't have any place to go. I'm just moving and I don't know what to do. The performance, actually, we the youth, we don't have anything to do. So I can't rate him, because any nation depends on the youth. And now the youth, everywhere you go, they are just moving up and down and they don't know what. So the performance is not good at all.
I think the president has been painfully lucky, because the situation that arose after the elections has helped him to identify the problems that he has to resolve. So I think that what has gone on is the identification of the problems. And since he knows the problems, I hope he'll be able to solve them. One thing about the president, which I was not very happy about, is problem of decisiveness. I think that the president needs to be very decisive in the face of mounting criticisms. So he shouldn't try to appease anybody.
For the first year, marking the president on 100%, I will give him 65%. At least, looking at the election petition that went to court, many of us thought that he was not going to make any impact on the economy. But that notwithstanding, he was able to make do with the little that we had. Looking at the single spine salary pay policy that he introduced and other things, yes, he was able to do something. The only thing we are looking up to this year is youth employment.
From the Bono Ahafo region, we go to the central region, where there were mixed reactions from the people.
The past year, there were promises about getting our market constructed. But at least you see the market itself is not yet constructed, but we've seen signs that structures are being mounted to accommodate those who were removed. Now, there is also promise of the stadium. Well, we see vehicles moving in and out, but nothing concrete, as we can say, stadium, but the environment is there for the construction of the stadium. But at least the little that you can do for Cape Coast, so that Cape Coast youth can have something in their pocket. We don't expect promises. Each time he comes here, we want action, and fruitful sort of something being done for us.
Last year was in order good, seriously, because the president always saying with the youth, and we are not still doing much with the youth, it's so bad. So this year we hope something else will come out, something better. So we are just hoping and praying.
People from the Western region were not happy about the president's performance.
To me, his performance isn't good at all. Now, it's like everybody's waiting for the election day, whether to vote him out or to maintain. The economy is not going on well, finances, corruption, a lot of issues are going on. But many people are quiet and waiting.
Difficult for me. I couldn't gain admission to the nursing training college. And I think the policy for the polytechnic should be changed. Like, those who got these 7 students enter polytechnic, I think it should be changed. They should be given the chance to go. Due to that, many people are in the house, they are not schooling, and it's really affecting us.
I'm afraid that if you tell me to wait, Mama, I'll wait in the local center, he has collapsed my business. Because he's supposed to cancel the old gases, and now he has canceled all the second fridges. And the new fridges that are coming, they are not harmful to nature. But the old one, the outdoor refrigerant, is what is supposed to be banned, but they have banned everything. So they should look at it.
In the Upper East region, the people said the year was very challenging for the president, and what he needs is their support and encouragement.
The president's performance in office, for me, I think it has been quite challenging. And one of the things that I think we can all do is to support the president and work together as Ghanaians and see Ghana as a country for all of us and not a country for a particular government, and fold our hands and want to watch what happens to the president or what he does with the country. I think that it is a call on all of us to come together and then work together to see and make Ghana what we want it.
It's been a challenging year, as my colleague here rightly said, but then we still have people around who can make things, make sure he identifies certain people who have visions and who have good plans for the country, not necessarily looking at his ministerial appointees or party members, but look at people who have dreams, people who have ideas, people who have good visions for this country, and work with them. We are still waiting for him, how he can have a good policy, a good plan available for the youth of this country so that we can also have good initiatives to complement his efforts.
To me, I will score 60%, and it has its goals. I think that he has done well so far. Looking at the peace we have enjoyed throughout the election petition and what we have gotten to, I still expect the president to do more when it comes to the issue of Jidah, SADC. These two things are very paramount. And if the youth of this country will have hope for the future generation, then we need to have quality leadership now. And I think that the president in 2014 will want to see him walk the talk.
From the Ashanti region, our correspondent Thomas Nsueje reports that people have mixed reactions about the president's performance after 1 year in office. They are, however, optimistic of improvements in the economy and in governance this year and beyond.
Exactly 1 year tomorrow, President Mahama will be celebrating his 1 year in office. People's expectations about him are so high. The Better Ghana agenda will put him so much. I have three gentlemen who are going to talk to me about their expectations and their views.
The same thing. So why can't
treatment before it was ended? And also, we could witness so many fire burnings here and there. So many things happened in 2013. In fact, it was a struggling year for the Mahama administration. But in 2014, I feel that things are going to happen in a very special way. There's something good for this country, and I'm expecting the president to do that for this country. All that I'm saying that he must be very careful about this homosexual problem that is engulfing the whole world.
That is Mr. Antiako. He is particular about homosexual because he's an evangelist and a Christian. So, Master, what do you expect the president in the next coming year?
My expectation to the president is to be bold enough to take initiative that will help the citizens. Because I know that 2013, a thing like Dunso cost the nation a lot. And now that we have Buidam in place, and even Takoradi Harbour has been expanded, and so 2014, I am expecting the president and his appointees to be bold enough to take initiative that will help the state, especially the 200 senior high schools that he promised Ghanaians